Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Cal Thomas, it's an article that David Mayo gave me, and I guess they publish him all over the country. He has an article that's it's entitled, What did Jesus say about on public prayer? Because they're debating public prayer right now in the Supreme Court. They're arguing a case last week, actually, but I think they're still arguing, out of Greece, New York, where they're saying public prayers are a violation of an atheist's right or whatever, the one person that has issues there. And, of course, some of the arguments were, what's the difference between, does God respond differently to a prayer that was silent prayer or a public prayer? And it's like, does it really matter? Should you be involved in the prayer at all? But Cal Thomas is talking about, some great perspectives that we needed to think about. One is that he talked about, everybody likes to think about their ideology about America, this great country that God raised up, and we have this special touch on us compared to other countries, and this is what he's saying. Is that really true? And then he quotes Isaiah, Isaiah, when he talks about in the book of Isaiah 40:17, that says, before him, which is God, all nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing, Isaiah 40:17. But also the word of God says that God actually raises up and lowers down nations, Cal, just to let you know in the context of that. And so, nothing's bigger or better than God, but God allows a nation to exist, and he actually takes them down. And that's what he says very specifically. If at any time a nation does what's right, I'll let it stand. If it turns away from me and does what's wrong, I'll take it down. Secondly, they talk about, bring up the words of Jesus. When you pray in your prayer closet. Don't pray like the Pharisees do, who pray to be seen. And Jesus did say that. But this is also Jesus who prayed out loud all the time, and prayed out loud to the point where they could write down his prayer in John 17. The whole John 17 is a prayer. But the meaning of that is, based on my understanding, is they were praying to be seen and praying to be heard. And there's a lot of people that appear before, governmental bodies all over America, and they're so excited because they're going to get their face in front of an audience, and they are wanting to be seen. Mm-hmm. I know a man right now that he had bring a book out, and in the book he would just read prayers because it was this whole, thing. And it was like, or there's others that say, hey, God, you're having me appear before a governing body. This is government by the people and for the people. Is there something you want me to say? That's the fear of the Lord going and praying, because they're there because we the people put them there. Therefore, we the people need to hear from God if you're a Christian, and just share what's on your heart and pray for ever how God wants you to pray. And so then the question is, like Cal's talking about, he's bringing up the question, shouldn't you pray in your closet anyway? What's the big deal about praying in a football game? Well, the big deal about it is acknowledging God publicly. Mm-hmm. But if you're praying, and there are folks, they're praying because they want to be seen. There's our folks that are praying because people want them to know God. They want them to know, I stand for God. It is God who I'm talking to. Jesus said, I'm not praying this because you don't hear me, Father. I'm praying this for their sake. So there are times of praying that you're praying. Your kids need to see you pray over the meals, and see you pray over needs in the family. You don't need to all go off in separate places, and somehow you just assume through osmosis your children are going to somehow know how to pray. You teach them how to pray. Mm-hmm. And then it makes me think about Jesus saying, by the way, when you pray, this is how you should pray. Right. He talks about it. So, yes, we should pray publicly. We should pray 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the ways prayer should be on our hearts and on our mouths. But we should pray because of out of humility and our desperate need for God, our love for God, our love for others. And we have a relationship with him. What some people just call a religious exercise, which is kind of how Cal's kind of referring to it, and definitely how Greece is talking about, Greece, New York. We're talking about, I have a relationship with him. And we talk all the time. You call it prayer. I call it a conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're inviting me here to talk to you about him. So I'm going to talk to him about you. And We're just going to get into this conversation and we're just going to see what happens. So some people would have what you call a religious exercise. But when you invite Adam, who's been strolling with God in the cool of the day before he falls, and he's talking to God, and you're bringing him there to talk about God, he's going to talk to you about what God has said. I mean, he's going to talk out loud about what God is saying. And but until we start putting speakers up over our churches that proclaim prayers 5 days a week, Jesus is Lord, the only way to God. If you want success, meditate on the Word of God. I mean, come on, that's happening right now with mosques, you know, in Murfreesboro and all these Tennessee, different places across the country. Wanting to do them.
To be New York,
in New York, right there next to the 1776 Independence Building, you know, declaring our independence with a new Freedom Tower thing. Yeah. And we just got declared the tallest building, the most highest tower
in the world,
the highest harbinger in America.
Yeah, right.
And so you're going to have, if they build that exercise workout, Islamic exercise workout place, I forget what they call it.
Community center.
Right,
where you can play ball and different things, is what I'm talking about, fitness. If they put a speaker on there and a tower that proclaims praying five times a day, they're going to pray. By the way, if you just take time to understand the language, they're saying that, you know, that Allah is God, that Muhammad is his prophet. If you want success, you have to study the Quran and you have to get up in the early mornings and pray to him. And that's what they're saying in the prayers, right? And so
I guess they're publicly, since they're on a speaker and they're out loud.
Right. And so that's a silly thing right now to tell Christians they cannot pray out loud when we have the freedom of speech and the First Amendment, and we have the freedom of the press, and we have Islam, you know, cranking out five prayers five times a day, you know, five times a day, praying to their God. That, and now you're saying a Christian cannot come before a governmental body and bring up Jesus? Let me tell you why. Because Jesus is real.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real threat to all these false religions.
That's right.
He is the dividing line between all that junk and God. I'm telling you, he is the access. He's the door.
Mm.
He is. His name is above all names and everything. Even all of that is going to have to bow down and worship him. He's the one they cry out to when the plane's going down. He's the one, unless they're driving it.
Right.
And in the context of the, you understand, that's why people are threatened by Jesus, because Jesus is alive. He sits in the center of the universe, on the right hand of the creator of the universe, making intercession for you, hoping that you understand that he loves you so much that he gave his life for you. And all this other stuff is nothing but a distraction and deception, trying to keep you away, trying to seduce your worship and take your conversation away from God and put it on something like whatever.
Mm.
When the truth is, Jesus is Lord. That's the reason why. You think about it. They'll let people blast out speakers five times a day to prayers to Muhammad, and not even think about it. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. It's not Muhammad's not God.
That's right.
I mean, he's not a prophet of God, and that the God that they're talking about is not God, because it's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Israel.
So I mean, that's the separation in the context of it, and so that's why you see all this other stuff can go on, but all of a sudden you got to push Jesus out. Why? Because Jesus is real.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you want to put everything on a God that's not real? You know, why? And this is what he says. He says, this is how they treated the false prophets. People who said they had a relationship with God, but didn't, but taught in the name of God, but really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they treated them. They treated them like, yeah, you can put your speakers up. Yeah, you can do all this kind of stuff. Yeah, you can build your exercise centers or your fitness centers or whatever they're called. Yeah, you can do this. Why? Because it's not real. It's not God. But when you bring Jesus up and people have fear and trembling and get venom and get it, so where did this come from? It came from Lucifer, who had them held captive, saying, no, you've come before your time. What are you doing bringing all this power and authority and this light in the midst of all my darkness, right?
Sure.
That's what happens. So I encourage you to proclaim Jesus as Lord. And when you're called to any governmental body, this is we the people, and the First Amendment says you can say whatever you want to say, let it rip.
That's right.
Let them know Jesus is Lord. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.